KFJCA broadcasts 24 hours a day on an assigned carrier frequency of 89.7 MHz, channel 209. KFJC broadcasts with an effective radiated power of 108 watts. KFJC studios and offices are located in building 6200 on the Foothill College campus, with transmitter located high atop Black Mountain overlooking the Santa Clara Valley. Serving the communities of the entire Bay Area, broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills.
KFJC 89.7, this is Naysayer and Slow Divine. Together we are working hard and enjoying it to bring you special Mayhem special on Future Synth, Sound of the 80s, made for today. In the background is the full-on soundtrack of the Outrun video game. It's called Passing Breeze, 1980s video game, which influenced the name Outrun, which is one of the styles, which is one of the names of the style of music, future synth, synthwave, Outrun. Outrun was from Outrun was from Sega, and Sega had their own house band called the SST Band, which then would play music for video music games at concerts, in which all these people would be there jumping around to hear their favorite video game music, and then be converted into video games. Before that, we heard Calm Trues doing Cyanide Sisters. Hold on. I know that Slow Divine wants to talk about that.
Well, Calm Trues is amazing, and he's actually going to be in town next Friday along with Chromeo and Glitch Mob at the Berkeley Greek. So if you need something to do on a Friday night, Calm Trues is fantastic live, and we'll be hearing more of him later in the show.
That's a big show.
That's a big show.
At the Berkeley Greek.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
TKJ did Divergenza, because something is missing there. And then Bernard Fevre, who is from the... from the 70s, French synth master, Central Way on the Cosmos 2043 album. Andrzej Korzynski, Polish film composer, Meeting with the Pink Tie on the Possession soundtrack. And then we heard about Disaster Piece.
I wanted to touch back on something you were talking about, seeing bands play game soundtracks live. That's actually making a resurgence. They're in San Jose or in San Francisco, pardon my ignorance. I think one of the orchestras is going to be playing the Legend of Zelda theme. And
buy your tickets.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's sold out. I know people that are going, and it's really wildly popular. So it's, people still do want to see people them playing video game songs live.
There was one a couple years ago, and my mind is blanking as to what the game was, but it was, again, it was at Davies Symphony Hall, and the same thing, sold out. I mean,
wow.
It was just like,
yeah.
Mist was
a big 90s game.
It was Mist, and packed houses of screaming fans to the soundtrack of the game. One of the things that that's fascinating about the future synth movement is that people are taking... are looking at old synthesizers and rebuilding them.
Right. One of the underground things that very nerdy, and the nerdy music and the people in the music world with the future synth, they rebuild keyboards from scratch. They use old computer parts, they use old keyboard parts, Casios, Korgs, Moogs, all these broken keyboards, and they rebuild to get that kitschy 80s cheesy synthy sound, if you will. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be hearing a band called Add End to X, and they've done exactly that.
They've been around for a while. They started doing this in the 90s, and they would have all of these old synthesizers up on stage, and then they would kind of trash them, which was sort of devastating to watch. Just as a little aside, also, that there's now these stores that you can go to where they have all these things and you can play with them. There's a small store in Oakland, California, that does it. And I was just in Portland last month, a larger store where it has all these Moog synthesizers and theremins and such. And you can go and they've all got headphones and you can play with them for hours.
I can play with a theremin for hours.
It's really, it is, yes. And it's quite enjoyable and it's fun. So Add Into X, doing this idea years before, and then you'll hear some, we'll hear some other stuff where people are doing that too on KFJC, your source for sound, future synth, with Slow Divine
and Naysayer.
Thanks for listening. 897.
play the Casio SK1, and Rufus sings. Problem is, he only sings when he wants to. But with this Casio, I can record a sample of him whenever he's in the mood. Come on, Rufus. Got it. Now, whenever I want Rufus to hit it, I just hit this button. Oh, the Casio SK1 sampling keyboard, because the show must go on. You know, Rufus, this act could be a single.
89.7 KFJC. This is Slow Divine and...
Naysayer.
And Naysayer and...
This is Future Synth.
Slow Divine and... We're just going to go over and over. It's 1225, and since 10 o'clock yesterday night, last night, Thursday, we have been playing Future Synth sounds, old and new. What's Future Synth? Well, go back to the archives, kfjc.org, and you can find out, or keep on listening, a movement of folks who are fascinated and obsessed with the 80s sound and playing it. We're listening to Tangerine Dream doing Dr. Destructo from the Thief soundtrack, one of the original synth pieces that influences folks today. Starcadian before that doing Heart off the Saturdays album. Calm Trues doing Ether Drift on the Galactic Melt album. Casio SK-1 keyboard commercial, to let you know that's how it was done back then.
I had that keyboard.
It was really?
I did. I had that keyboard.
I had the first Casio that went like, you would program the simple blips. Those are like the size of a ruler. And then Add In to X, Monster Bobby, we played that from the Add Insult to Injury just because they were back in the 90s playing around with synths. And building their own synthesizers and rewiring them and playing around with stuff. So people have been interested in it, but now it's just sort of taken off.
Coming up, we're going to hear, the synthwave and future synth. This is just about instrumentation. There's also some vocals because, as you know, there was some lovely 80s vocal bands that came out. And we're going to be playing the next hour or so. We're going to play some synthwave, future synth, new artists and vocals, what they have today. They're very breathy, very romantic, very, they're female, they're male, they're all over the place. And let's explore what we hear today as far as vocals and the future synth sound. We're going to hear from
Time Cop 1983.
Thank you.
Doing Lost in Your Eyes, and then a whole other slew of folk. I hope you're enjoying this. If you're interested in more of this, you can go check out Future Synth, and you will find a whole list of places to hear it and find it. We're really happy to bring it to you because it's something pretty new and things that we don't have at the station, and a lot of people aren't playing on the air, even on radio stations, college radio stations. And we like the fact that there's just this whole new movement of people who are fascinated with this, and you need to know about it. Music isn't dying. There's always something new happening. KFGC 89.7, Slow Divine and Naysayer and the Future Synth Special on to Time Cop 1983.
Thank you.
89.7 KFJC, your source for synth. I am Slow Divine, sitting here with Naysayer. And if you don't recognize this, this is Love on a Real Train from Tangerine Dream, the song made famous in Risky Business with Tom Cruise and Rebecca De Mornay. You know what I'm talking about. Before that, we heard from Anorak, and that track was called Night Drive With You. Electric Youth with College gave us A Real Hero, yet another track from the Drive soundtrack. Killstar brought us Feels Like Heaven. Glass Candy brought us their version of Computer Love, and that's from the After Dark compilation from the Italians Do It Better label, which consequently, they do a lot of future synth and retro wave synth out of that label. Time Cop 1983 started off that vocal set with Lost in Your Eyes. I was discussing with Naysayer if I would turn his microphone on, about how a lot of this music is very nostalgic and gives and reminds me of my time in the 80s. I'm not a young chicken, but I'm a fan of the I was definitely an 80s child, and a lot of this music, the future synth, harkens back to the 80s and the romantic period, the John Hughes movies of the 80s, Pretty in Pink, The Breakfast Club,
lesser films of such. But that kind of sun-drenched, summertime, big hair, floppy pants, palm trees, beaches.
But yeah. it's also very romantic, as you can hear from Night Drive With You and Lost in Your Eyes. It has that 80s romantic, you know,
optimism,
summer love feeling to it.
Right.
Coming of age, if you will, is another term thrown around.
Right.
Talking about this kind of music.
We were talking about also, people are now sitting in their rooms or whatever, looking online, and we have access to so much stuff so fast. What is it that makes one generation, one group of people look back at another time, and what is the connection? When I was in the late 70s, early 80s, kind of punk movement and industrial movement, I went back to the Herb Albert albums and the things that my parents played with a sort of irony and snark, but also a bit of enjoyment and passion for it, because that's what I was raised with. Maybe these people were raised with this too, we're not sure, but there's something about it that is optimistic. The way the covers are done, the way they're sort of fantasized and done in a way that we're looking at Rebecca De Mornay right now from Risky Business on a picture there. But there's just a certain innocence. Maybe it was innocence now, looking back after all that's gone on. But anyway, this is just us talking about it. It's interesting why we've had callers. And thank you to all the callers, the last one being John. People really thanking us for this, interested in it, didn't know about it, bringing back memories, new people like, wow, this is really interesting, so thank you so much. And it does hit a certain something with folks.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily something we always play here at the station, so it's nice to have a bit of variety here.
Yep.
We're going to hear some more Tangerine Dream from the Risky Business soundtrack, and then go back to some vocals from some newer future synth bands.
And then are we going to mix it up at the end, put a little surprise at the end with some stuff, or maybe?
In the next hour, I think we might switch it up. We're going to do some wave variety type music, as it's called in these newer times.
That's right.
And bring something a little bent, a little different, a little...
Younger.
Younger.
Yeah, very much.
A new genre. What's...
It's coming up. Vaporwave. So hold on and enjoy on our special on future synth with us right here on 89.7.
KFJC.
And call in.